noon today. After a low of 33, it is a foggy 34 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Heavy rain and thunderstorms today through the already battered deep south, and there may be more flooding, says the National Weather Service. Heavy rain in the Pacific Northwest, too. The East Coast will see some wet weather and warm temperatures, say forecasters. The latest now on a Palestinian American shot dead on Friday in the West Bank. The AP's Jennifer King.
The White House is demanding an investigation into the shooting death of a Palestinian American teen in the West Bank. A friend who was traveling with him says the teen was driving a pickup truck when it was hit by apparent Israeli gunfire. Israeli police say shots were fired at people who were throwing rocks, but aren't saying who fired the shots.
The Israeli police do say they are investigating. Their initial statement cites a weapons discharge by an Israeli soldier, an off-duty law enforcement officer, and a civilian targeting rock throwers, they say. The passenger in the truck denies they were throwing stones. Now to those Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners, grounded since a panel blew out of a plane in mid-flight earlier this month. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Federal officials are clearing the way for grounded Boeing planes to resume flying. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved an inspection and maintenance process that the planes must first go through. After that, they will be allowed to carry passengers again. The FAA says it will not agree to any Boeing request to expand production of MAX planes until the agency is satisfied that quality control concerns have been addressed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Alabama will try to put an inmate to death with nitrogen gas today, a never-before-used execution method that the state claims will be humane. Critics call it cruel and experimental. Word just in, the economy grew at a surprisingly strong 3.3% pace in the October through December quarter, a sign of continuing resilience. This is AP News. Do you have a Ring doorbell? There's something new about requests to see your doorbell camera footage. The AP's Ed Donahue with this story.
Ring says it will no longer allow police to ask for doorbell camera footage from users. Ring says it's doing away with the request for assistance tool. It allows police departments and other public safety agencies to ask for and receive video captured by the doorbell cameras using Ring's Neighbors app. A reason wasn't given. The change takes effect next week. Law enforcement agencies will still be able to make public posts in the app. Privacy watchdogs have been concerned about Ring's relationship with police departments, saying it can change neighborhoods into a place of constant surveillance and lead to more instances of racial profiling. Law enforcement agencies can still access videos using a search warrant. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 99 points yesterday. The S&P added 3 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO. Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, foggy and damp weather will continue. In fact, we do expect some steadier rain this afternoon through tomorrow morning as a low-pressure system sweeps up just south of Wisconsin. And the rain amounts have increased a bit from our earlier thinking yesterday. Now we're thinking as much as a quarter to a half inch of rain could fall across the region during the period. So please travel with care with those pockets of fog out there. Otherwise, the temperatures will remain unseasonably warm through the weekend and well through next week, with temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees above normal on average. Might even be a few days next week where it gets well into the 40s, depending on the amount of sunshine. So pretty unusual for this time of the year, which historically produces some of the coldest weather of the year across the upper Midwest. Very quiet pattern after tomorrow as well, with not a whole lot of precipitation in sight. Here's that forecast for today. A dense fog advisory for Grant and Iowa counties through noon. Otherwise cloudy and foggy generally. Scattered drizzle becoming a steadier light rain this afternoon. High in the upper 30s. East wind at 2 to 6. Rainy tonight with fog as well. Low 34. Tomorrow cloudy with fog again. Light rain tapering to drizzle in the afternoon with a high of 39 degrees. Saturday mostly cloudy and mild, low at 32 with a high of 40. Sunday maybe a few peaks of sunshine, low 30, high 38. Monday variably cloudy, low 26 with a high of 39 degrees. Tuesday partly or mostly cloudy, low 27 with a high near 40. And Wednesday partly sunny, even warmer, low 28 with a high near 43. Have yourself a good day out there. Drive carefully. Watch out for some of those pockets of fog. High temperature up to 38 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
With fog, not necessarily pockets of fog. If so, we have really big pockets today because it's very widespread. A high of 38 today was actually yesterday's high, 38 on Wednesday, 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. The morning low today has been 33. Record high, 58 in 2002. Record low, 28 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 34 and the low 27. Sunset will occur at 4 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:24. Kickapoo Schools under a two-hour delay today. That's the only district that we have heard from. Barometer at 30.11. The air is calm and right now it's 34 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. First of all, we'll preview a big boys basketball game in the area tonight, which will be on the radio, and a look back at last night's Bucks win, a win for Marquette as well, and the Packers looking ahead to their future, looking for a new defensive coordinator.
Richland Center at Boscobel, the Napa store in your community, is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Tonight, a big game in the Ridge and Valley Conference. North Crawford travels to Ithaca. The Bulldogs lost by a point to North Crawford the previous time that the two teams have met. North Crawford was unbeaten until a recent loss to Southwestern. So both teams have just one loss on the year. Ithaca's is in the conference. The Bulldogs are fighting for a first boys basketball championship in the conference since 1972. So they trail North Crawford by one game going into tonight's event. They've had some recent big wins on the road, which have been rare for the Bulldogs over the years, at Wazika Steuben and Seneca. Here's Coach Mike Benson.
And to do it back-to-back like that, and it felt really good, and it's, you know, definitely gets the kids up in high spirits, and it's great to win those type of games because it's like you said, it hasn't ever happened. So to finally do it, it feels great.
Coach Benson knows it's tough sledding the rest of the way.
It's only going to be tough the rest of the season. You know, all of our conference games, whether it's home or away, all the teams are really good. And Crawford, obviously, is really good. They're ranked, I believe, eighth in the state. And then we get Royal on Monday, who's ranked ninth in the state. And Royal actually last night just beat Cashin, who's ranked second in the state. So when it comes to seeding, that's going to, if we can get the win against Royal and North Crawford both, that's going to help us huge in the seeding, because playing at home is, for us, is way better than playing on the road. We're a totally different team at home than compared to on the road.
I asked Coach Benson what the team has to do against the tough Trojans.
Last two, three games, we've been really bad at boxing out and giving up way too many offensive rebounds, and that's what's made some of these games close. But, you know, we were able to pull away in the second half, but that didn't happen at Crawford. Gave up too many offensive rebounds. They got a bunch of easy points, and you just can't do that against really good teams.
North Crawford coached by Chris Wettstein. I asked him what the team did in their recent loss against Southwestern.
That was a tough matchup with Southwestern. They beat us right at the buzzer. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have those experiences, battling adversity, playing a full 36-minute game. We only had one practice after one of our starters went down with a knee injury. So it's a quick turnaround for us and our team to prepare against a really good team in Southwestern.
North Crawford will be playing without its leading scorer, Andrew Munson, now for the next several weeks. Chris Wettstein expects a playoff-like atmosphere tonight at Ithaca.
I mean, I think both communities are pretty excited. They both have really good basketball teams and great following, and a lot of good players out there. So, yeah, I think it would be a good battle test for the playoffs that coming up next month.
And then what about how the team matches up against the Bulldogs?
I don't know if anyone fully matches up with them. They're pretty unique with their size and their speed and their ability to shoot from all over the court. But I think the team that we have, we are pretty versatile. So it gives us a chance to match up maybe a little bit better than some other teams that they've played. Not that'll solve everything, because there's a lot of good players on that team.
And you mentioned you had a starter go down. Do you have depth to replace him, or how do you look at that?
Yeah, we got depth. It's a tough loss. Andrew Munson, our leading scorer, so he's out for a while. But I think one of our strengths coming into the year is that we have had depth. We have a lot of guards on the bench now. It's pretty hard to replace Andrew Munson, but this group will, if anyone can do it, it's this group that can.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. North Crawford at Ithaca Boys Basketball. Seneca travels to Azekah Steuben. In the Southwest Conference, River Valley is at Platteville. Richland Center travels to Dodgeville and Lancaster at Prairie du Chien. Southwestern plays at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Fenimore, and Cuba City at Riverdale in the SWAL. Boscobel is at Mineral Point. Wisconsin Dells at Mauston, Baraboo at Portage, and Highland at River Ridge. GET will be at Viroqua in girls basketball, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Hillsboro at Wanewoc Center, Nisida travels to Cashton, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, and Darlington at Cuba City. In the Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs, there will be some action coming up in the near future at their annual conference wrestling tournament on February 3rd. Tonight, the Ridge and Valley teams come together for conference duels. I asked Coach Troy Clary of Ithaca Weston about that event.
That is at Kickapoo. So Viola will be a humming town that day. So it's on a Thursday evening. I'm not sure on the first dual meet round what time that actually starts. But, yeah, all the Ridge and Valley teams will be there. You know, that's our annual event to determine who the conference champion is.
DeSoto, North Crawford, Seneca, Pecatonica, Argyle, River Ridge, Ithaca, Weston, and host Kickapoo Lafarge will be there tonight in Kickapoo for the Ridge and Valley Wrestling Duels. Bowling scores from the Merchants League. Series high, Morris Heating and Cooling last night, 27-88. Gauger's Salvage, 27-53. Badger State Duct Cleaning, a 27-44. High Game Honors, Pizza Hut, 996. Morris Heating and Cooling, 976. And Gauger's Salvage at 975. Top series, Lucas Lindvig, a 728. Andy Keller, a 676. Nathan Peck, a 655. Top game, Lucas Lindvig, a 258. Also, Matthew Thomas, 253. And Jason Gerner, a 246 in the Merchants League. City tournament update. As of last night, the current standings in the league tournament, the Phoenix Center with a 27-56. That is a series in the handicap event open division, and Premier Co-op at 27-55. Badger State Duct Cleaning at 27-32. In the women's division, Right Way Shell has a 2405 series, and Ramada a 21-23. Philbeck Ford a 20-95. In the handicap doubles event, Tony Doherty and J.J. Klatt with a 14-71. Steve Hodge and Nick Hodge, 14-51. Kevin Genthy and Warwick Wolf have combined for a 14-10. The handicap singles event, led by Taylor Kanothi, 7-42. Jason Gerner with a 7-32. Andy Keller a 7-23. Nick Hodge has a 21-93 in the handicap for all events. Taylor Kanothi at 21-79. And Ethan DeBurr, a 21-25. In the scratch singles event, Jason Gerner with a 702, J.J. Klatt, a 635, Lucas Lindvig, a 633. And in the all events scratch, Jason Gerner, 20-32, J.J. Klatt, 18-69, Terry Wheaton and Ken Nix Jr., each with 18-20s. After the most recent action, the city tournament continues through early February. Marquette keeps the DePaul Blue Demons winless in Big East Conference games after claiming an 86-73 decision on the road last night. Tyler Kolick scored 22 points and had 7 assists, but he got plenty of help from David Joplin's 21 points as the Marquette Golden Eagles picked up the win. They return home to host Seton Hall on Saturday. The Bucks claimed a revenge win over the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Fiserv Forum Wednesday night, 126-116. The Cavs had beaten Milwaukee by 40 last week, a significant factor in the firing of head coach Adrian Griffin. Interim coach Joe Prunty was running things as the team waits for its new leader, Doc Rivers, to arrive. Giannis Antetokounmpo put up his third triple-double in the last four games by scoring 35, grabbing a season-high 18 rebounds, and handing out 10 assists. Damian Lillard added 28. He was asked following the game about the team and if it is played up to its potential.
I don't. I think that's one of the positives of where we are, considering that it's been kind of rocky and up and down to get here, you know, being almost 20 games over 500 and still knowing that we haven't been the best version of ourselves. I think we should be encouraged by it, but we should also understand that it's a process to get there, and we got to keep fighting that fight and doing the things necessary to make sure that we continue to improve.
And what about a new coach coming in?
As professionals, our job is to show up and be prepared to do what we got to do. And it's not something that's new to us, what we do on the floor. And our team is still the same. So I think we just show up and focus on what we can control and do what we do. And I thought that was what we did tonight. And everything else that's coming next, you know, I think you cross that bridge when you get to it.
Interim coach Joe Prunty talked about preparing for the unknown.
You do have a job to do, and that's one of the things that we talked about as a team. You know, just talked about, look, we still have responsibilities, we still have roles, we still have jobs that we have to do on the court. So you just do, you move forward, but it's not easy.
Multiple reports indicating the Bucks have signed a deal with Doc Rivers to become the replacement for Adrian Griffin. Rivers has had some success as coach through the years, including a championship with Boston in 2008. Elsewhere in basketball, last night, Detroit claimed victory against Charlotte, 113-106. Minnesota over Washington, 118-107. Memphis, 105. Miami, 96. Portland won against Houston, 137-131 in overtime. Phoenix, 132. Dallas, 109. Oklahoma City over San Antonio, 140-114. Golden State, 134. Atlanta, 112. Northwestern upset number 10 Illinois last night in men's college basketball, 96-91. The Packers are looking for a new defensive coordinator after firing Joe Barry. His defense played well enough to get Green Bay into the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, but there had been too many failures before that by a defensive roster containing several number one draft picks. Barry may remain on the team staff in another capacity. Among the names being considered to replace him, former Badger defensive coordinator and interim head coach Jim Leonard. Jim Harbaugh was hired as head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He leaves Michigan after capping his ninth season as coach of college football's winningest program with the school's first national championship since 1997. Harbaugh made the highly anticipated decision to go back to the NFL after a second interview and resume his chase for a Super Bowl that eluded him as a quarterback and a coach. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Edward Jones asks, are you invested properly? Get a second opinion. Contact Katie Bedward, your Richland Center Edward Jones financial advisor on South Church Street. Eastside BP is open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday at 6 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or a self-serve car wash at Eastside BP. The Philback family of dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with the Philback family of dealerships in Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien.
New boys and girls basketball coaches polls are out with some changes at the top. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
There continue to be some shakeups in the rankings for boys and girls hoops, and this week that involves some changes at the top. In girls basketball, Waupun has been the number one team in Division III much of the year, but the Warriors dropped a 57-52 decision to Kettle-Moraine Lutheran last Friday, as Chargers junior Mackenzie Luring had 36 points in the game. Waupun slips a spot to second this week, while KML stays at number five. Another top-ranked girls team in the area also went down, with Laconia falling to Edgewood in a 50-49 non-conference decision. But the Spartans managed to remain in the number one position in the Division IV coaches poll. Seven girls teams remain undefeated heading into the final few weeks of the regular season, and one of those will get a stiff test Thursday night. Oregon, who is 17-0 and up to third in Division I, will travel to D4 fourth-ranked McFarland for a non-conference Badger crossover. The Solon Springs boys basketball team had been ranked first in Division 5 for several weeks, but the Eagles suffered their second loss of the year over the weekend, falling to Cherry, Minnesota at the border battle. The result is a new top team in D5 this week, with Columbus Catholic moving up one spot. Solon Springs drops to third. There are five undefeated teams left in boys basketball: Wisconsin Lutheran, Keele, Mineral Point, Kohler, and Cashton. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack, I was pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. I can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. Bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
That was Hardy on WRCO Radio. 34 degrees here at WRCO with a little bit of mist still in the air. And just one school announcement. Kickapoo School's 2 hours late today. The dense fog advisory remains in effect for our area until noon today. The trivia question of the day is coming up here on WRCO for a Thursday. This is Chris Lane.
You found a new man, found some new friends. Got a new black dress I ain't seen you in. Got your hair cut and your nails did. Yeah. If looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar? Place to raise them up, it can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck, why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights to you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Just a couple miles up the main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. They got two for one buckets of them cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere but right here. Find another bar, place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck, why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights to you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Ooh, why can't you find another bar? Baby. Yeah, baby, you could go downtown. Watch the brand new you with the brand new me. Why can't you find another bar? Place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights to you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar?
Why can't you find another? They got a million others. Why can't you find another?
Why can't you find another bar?
Why can't you find another? They got a million others. Why can't you find another?
Where you from?
Riley Green featuring Luke Combs on WRCO Radio. 8:35 the time. Billy Joel has been added to the lineup of performers for the Grammy Awards. So he's been added along with Luke Combs and Travis Scott and other performers that were previously announced. The Grammy Awards coming up on February 4th. Also, an American scientist has sparked a transatlantic tempest in a teapot by offering Britain advice on its favorite hot beverage. Bryn Mawr College chemistry professor Michelle Frankel says one of the keys to a perfect cup of tea is a pinch of salt. The tip is included in Frankel's book, Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, published Wednesday by the Royal Society of Chemistry. The salt suggestion drew howls of outrage from tea lovers in Britain. Don't say the word salt to us, the etiquette guide Debray wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. The U.S. Embassy in London even intervened with a lighthearted social media post stressing that adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy. You can get into trouble if you're telling Britons how to brew that tea. There's a fine art to it, I guess. Anyway, I'm not a tea drinker. I always kind of felt like it tasted like somebody ran it through a straw bale or something. I don't know. Just me. Maybe I didn't have enough milk and sugar in it. Here's Keith Whitley.
If you drive around back in our old hometown, I wonder, do you think of me? When you drive by school, do you remember to fool? I wonder, do you think of me? And remember the park where you struck the spark to a fire that's still burning, oh, in my heart. Then on graduation day, just drifted away. I wonder, do you think of me? And remember those games, cold football games. I was your hero, though I seldom play. Back then, could you see what our future would be? I wonder, do you think of me? And the classes we missed caused by a kiss, I can tell you that I've never felt like that since. I don't know if you would, but I'd go back if I could. I wonder, do you think of me? I still love you. Do you think of me?
Don't forget now, the Brewer Public Library will hold its preschool story time this morning at 10:30. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. Someday I may have to take off work so I can go and listen. You know, trouble is, I love those stories. I love to read them too, but I usually doze off. So my snoring might kind of frighten the kids if I go.
Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Basketball and Muscadet Clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Basketball today.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Thanks, Andy. That sale is today, of course, at Equity Livestock, going on and getting underway in just a little bit here this morning. It's 8:40 on a Thursday morning. The trivia question of the day is coming up next.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you got to check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They offer convenient takeout options, so you can enjoy Latin flavor wherever you are, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Dine in to enjoy amenities such as pool tables, slots, and video games. Open daily 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center. Now offering gift cards so you can spread the flavorful experience.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Warm temperatures. The good thing is it's a good time to scrape some of that stuff off the sidewalks and driveways. It's a time to do it. That's right. But it doesn't look like we're going to have a real hard freeze anytime soon. Some of the overnights will be in the upper 20s. But if you look at the extended forecast all the way through next Wednesday, that's as far as it goes. But next Tuesday and Wednesday, both days, temperatures in the low 40s. And most of the time we're going to be in the upper 30s for the next several days. So it will remain mild for January and a week away from February, and a week from tomorrow, it will be Groundhog Day. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. As the seasons change, so do the selection of amazing autumn gifts and decor at TriStar Gifts and More. From elegant candles and decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, you'll find it all. Craving a tasty treat? Try Rural Route 1 popcorn, a perfect combination for those chilly autumn evenings. Hunters, check out the Amish-built hunting blinds. They offer an unmatched panoramic view and feature insulated interiors, seal windows and floors, and runners. TriStar Gifts and More, where the magic of autumn comes to life. Highway 14 East, next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, supplying the prize today. It can be yours, so good luck as you listen carefully. Correctly identify this television program theme, and you'll be the winner today. That's a trivia hotline today. Here's Blake Shelton.
Window, it's about time downtown.
time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling all right. Gonna make it double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. Now chase that one with a cold screw you. When that's done, I just might wash it down with a big picture of someone new. That blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar. See if she wants to try and unbreak my heart, heart, heart. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that. It's got me feeling alright. Gonna make it a double. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel, tunnel, tunnel. Well, when we were together, I thought life would suck forever. Even though I knew better than the pain would never end. They say the night's darkest just before the dawn gets kissed by the daybreak. Got down on my knees and I prayed, prayed, prayed. For a sign, sign, sign. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling alright. Gonna make it double. There's a neon light.
Oh, yes, Blake Shelton on WRCO Radio. We have found our winner today. Congratulations to Gary Richmond, who knew the right answer. Way to go. Gary identified correctly this TV theme playing in the background as the theme from Dynasty. Very popular nighttime soap in the 1980s. For his efforts today, Gary Richmond wins great prize from TriStar Gifts and More. TriStar Mulch, giving you the opportunity to get ready for spring and decorate any time of year. Thanks for playing trivia with us. The tough trivia question of the day today, sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More. Here's Hank Jr.
Sun comes up from 8 until 5. I don't have a new Mercedes car or a chauffeur to drive. My wife ain't out shopping with the country club queens. Oh, she's working in the morning until she picks up the kids at 3. And this ain't Dallas, and this ain't Dynasty. This is a shows, we all like to Tori and Morgan, they're a sight to see. My old lady said, I know what you're thinking. I said, now, honey, don't you know all of that is on TV? TV.
There you go. Is that Linda Evans on the TV? Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, this ain't Dallas. This ain't Dynasty. Hank Jr. on WRCO. It's 10 minutes before 9.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement, adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available for members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page, Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y Series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock, and don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipps from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
34 WRCO, a dense fog advisory in effect until noon today. And it seems like, for some reason, it just seems to get a little worse as about this time of day hits. It has the last few days. So drive with care, and we're not out of the woods yet on that. Sounds like it's going to be a little rainy, too. So be looking out for that, and maybe some water on the roads, or even, it's not frozen, even some ponding, which you need to be careful about there so you're not hydroplaning that car. You know, the Mighty Vibe likes to almost be on skis sometimes. So got to be careful. Right now, Maddie and Tay on FM 100.9.
It's 200 miles from Ole Miss. Said she had class, but she could skip. She'll stop for gas and pick up someone, but she'll be here by 5. Yeah, she'll be here by 5. Tore off in a truck. She ain't the one that made me feel like I ain't good enough. But someone's gotta help clean up the mess you went and made. So here's your friends there to fix a heart they didn't break. She'll help me throw on my a heart they didn't break.
Maddie and Tay. Well, reports of a few slippery roads out there, especially some back roads where it's maybe a little bit shaded, some of the suspect areas on the ridges as well. So be careful today. Foggy and 34 degrees. Robin's Nest Country Gifts will be closed for a time, not open right away this morning as a result of the slippery roads. So be aware of that today. We'll keep you posted here as far as area events in the business community as well. Trails time is coming up, and then today's community conversation with the morning show between 9 and 10.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. I woke up the next morning, a prisoner of her charm. She showed me things I'd never seen back there on that farm. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede.